That's me. And there's lots more that I can say about that, and lots more. But now I'm going to go to my first guest, David Obida. And David, as you know, I think his show was called The Fallon Show, and we've spoken once before. I really enjoyed speaking to David. He's joining me now, and I just wanted to have a catch-up with him. I'd love to get his opinion on what's happening right now, of course, in terms of the election, and we're seeing all the nastiness coming out towards Māori. Nothing new, but hell, they've ramped it up this year, for this election. So welcome to the show this evening, David. Kia ora. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, kia ora whaia. Yeah, it's good. It's good to be back on. It's been a while now. I think it's been about, man, almost a year since we last spoke, I think.
Well, I'm sorry about that, David, because you should be a regular on my show. And from now on, I can see that Huck's making a note, and I'd love you to be on because, you know, you've got a different point of view. You've had a different life experience, and I bet you've got a different a view or opinion of where New Zealand should be heading in the future. So how is life with you going?
Yeah, no, it's everything's been good. I've actually just come back from Wellington at the moment. So we just held a conference there at Pipitia Marae. So there was about 100 people that attended, but it was mainly focusing on people who have been deported from Australia. So we called it a 501 Wānanga. So because I myself, before I had my show and stuff, which is actually called The Fresh Start now, it used to be called The Fallon Show, but yeah, it's called The Fresh Start now. But yeah, before that, I actually was deported from Australia myself in 2018. So glory to God, I was able to turn my life around upon being back here for about 5 years now. So I've been, since I made those changes in my life, I started advocating for other deportees. I ended up going to Geneva. We went to the United Nations and we spoke there in regards to deportation and things. And I guess the whole kaupapa was just about the struggles that people, when they're deported from Australia, there's actually a lot of obstacles that we've got to get through when we come back here, because the reality is most people who come back here don't have any support. They don't have any family. So of late, we've just been trying to advocate and get something going for people upon their return, and just trying to reconnect them back to the land, you know, teach them about their whakapapa. And like I said on Friday, that was our first event, but it's definitely not going to be the last. The next one will be here in Auckland, and we're just hoping to eventually have them on Marae, and so that when people are coming back here from Australia, we can sort of, I don't know, in a way, like porphyry them in and sort of teach them, because at the moment just there's a lot of people coming back and they're just lost, you know. It's like I said, if you're coming back here with no support, it's quite hard. So but yeah, there's definitely a lot of organizations that are doing things. So yeah, but yeah, anyway, that's what I've been up to of recent anyway.
So tell me, because that's great to get together with those with the other 501s. That would have been great. Tell me, how are they doing, David? How are they doing?
Oh no, it was actually pretty good. So like the main people organizing it, so it was me. There was if you look on my Facebook page, The Fresh Start with Dave, it's all posted up on there. It was me, my friend Mark, who runs the Road to Redemption Charitable Trust in Christchurch. So he works with the youth, but he was also deported. Another guy named Lee. He runs a gym in Blenheim now called Box on Boxing. So he works with the youth. And so most of us are working in those sorts of spaces, even though we were deported and stuff. Like I said, we're just trying to change the stigma around people who have been deported, and just try and give a little inspiration to people who are coming back here that, hey, look, there's actually guys that are have been able to break that cycle, because the harsh reality is, like, the recidivism rates amongst deportees, like, returning to prison, it's quite high, unfortunately. So, yeah, we're just trying to come at it and, just show guys that there is another path.
Yes.
Yeah, like I said, it's just a struggle when people are coming back here with no support. I mean, they get stuck in emergency housing and, you know, they're not really nice places. I mean, there were guys that were sharing on Friday in Wellington. about, they came back here, no support, they're stuck in a house where there's, partying going on, like you can't even sleep at night. So, someone that's coming back here to New Zealand who wants to give it a crack and who wants to turn his life around, I mean, the odds are just stacked against you right from the get-go because you can't even sleep at night, So on top of having to go to probation and looking for work, you're having to go through all of these trials. So like I said, we're just trying to get it out there. And like I said, the day went really well. It was a really good turnout. No, people definitely care. So that's the good thing. So yeah.
That's good. Tell me, with most of the ones that you met with over the weekend, would they be Pākehā or Māori or a mix of both or predominantly? Well, I mean, who are the most of them coming back as 501s?
Oh, it's just a mixture, really. A lot of Māori, though. Heaps of Māori, but yeah, mainly Māori and Pacifica.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the majority. But obviously, they got the Aussie playing, though. That would be the difference.
Yes. Oh, well, that's and tell me, are they still sending 501s back to New Zealand?
At the moment, they are. At the moment, they are. I mean, yeah, unless there's some sort of law changes and stuff, that would be the only thing. But we're looking at for like compassionate re-entry, so that's one thing
Yes.
we're trying to look for, which is if you've managed to show that you've been able to reconnect with society when you come back here to New Zealand, we are trying to get something going where maybe you could reapply to go back to Australia for a predetermined period of time. Or I don't know, it just gives a bit of hope as well, I guess. And yeah.
Well, I've never seen Australia as being big on compassion, to be honest, David.
Nah, neither. Neither. But yeah, we ended up going to the United Nations and in Geneva, just in regards to the conditions and the detention centres and stuff. And
Yeah.
yeah, it's a hard process. Yeah. But yeah,
Yes, well,
well,
and of course, I've been watching some of the commentary around their referendum this weekend on The Voice.
yeah, there's been a lot of that.
Yeah. David, can I just ask you too? Now, because a lot of them they come back here and as you say, then they're probably just offloaded into some shabby old boarding house or whatever. And told to keep their nose clean. So and so how do they have many of them got into the gang scene over here? Because I presume they'd be welcomed, like nobody else will welcome them.
No, well, that's what I mean. Like, that's like, so people that are coming back here to New Zealand from Australia who are being deported, if they're coming back here with no support, I tell them straight off the bat that, like, if they do want to turn their lives around, they're going to have to fight for it. You know what I mean? Like, because it's definitely not going to be given to you. Because just like I said, you're chucked into a place, told to keep your nose clean and all of this stuff. Like, but at the same time, the intentions of coming back here initially, I guess, would be, to get your own place, to get your own car, and to do all of these things. But then if you're going into a shabby place and you're sitting in there and then you're trying to look for work at the same time as well, it's almost just a recipe for disaster, because then, most people then will turn back to that life that they know. You know what I mean? And they'll end up back in the gang life, and it's just a cycle. They'll get involved because they just want to get out of their situation, and then next thing you know, now they're too deep and they can't leave. And so like I said, just the recipe for disaster, so that's why we're just trying to raise awareness. And I mean, there's a lot of light involved as well, though. Like, with what we're doing, we're really trying to help the boys come back. And there's actually quite a few that's trying to help. There's like the Grace Foundation and things like that. They do stuff with 501. So yeah, there's a few good organizations that we're definitely working on something for the brothers and sisters who are coming back here.
Well, I know the everybody, everybody, if they're trying to make a fresh start, most people do need to be supported, you know, and to have some services provided for them in some way, shape or form. I've been recently, I mean, the last 12 months, I've been appointed to, you might know Billy McFarlane's Pū Whakamua program here in Rotorua. I don't know if you know it at all. Yeah,
yeah,
and
so I've
And I've been appointed to the board along with Annette Sykes. Well, there's actually a new board because it's growing exponentially, actually, David. So, you know, we've got to be, you know, once you're getting bigger and you've got significant government funding coming in now. But I can tell you, most of these men are coming out of prison, and sometimes they do have family support, but, you know, they're going back into basically the old scene, and that's not what they wanted to do. So, this is a residential facility.
Mm. Yeah, even at the conference, even I was talking about how it is hard for people coming back from Australia, but as it stands in the country at the moment, it's pretty tough for a lot of people, you know what I mean?
Like,
it's tough for a lot of people at the moment, you know, so it's just,
Yeah. Well, what I've noticed is that we have people, you know, who sort of make policies and everything, who have no idea of the impacts of their policies. And actually, sometimes I feel, David, they don't particularly care. As long as they can dump people, get them out of sight, out of mind, and they know that they believe that they'll pop up somewhere further down the line, probably re-entering the criminal justice system. So there's little real concern and interest shown in people. So good on you for doing the best that you can and actually being successful, you know, both yourself, Mark and Lee, for the mahi that you're doing now. Can I ask another question, David? And it's around the mental health issues, because we've got lots of our, and particularly our youth. I mean, I'm talking about people under the age of 24, and your men might be older than that. Or do you have women too, by the way?
Yeah. There's women there as well, who have come back.
Gosh, okay. Because mental health issues in New Zealand, and we have an increasing, they say it's not increasing, but it certainly is in terms of Māori, who actually end up taking their lives. You know, a lot of it has to do with the endless grind, the poverty, you know, no light at the end of the tunnel, so they think. And so they say, well, I don't want to be here any longer. But have you found that might be an area that needs addressing with 501s, or have pretty much got the support you know, good assessment to identify any dangers in that area?
Oh, you know, that's such a tough question to answer, only because, like, you can answer that question, but I mean, it's hard for deportees in that sense, but it's hard for New Zealand all around, you know, like the mental health system is, it's just, they could be doing a lot better at this point, you know, like, like you say, the suicide rate in this country is just, it's shockingly high. You know, domestic violence, family and sexual violence in the country is through the roof. It's just, it's hard for everyone all around. But I mean, most, of course, like when I came back here, there's no sort of, you get put on probation, which they found to be unlawful, though, in the newspaper. But anywho, they put you on probation, and there's no sort of mental health care and all of it. Like, that's something definitely we're trying to advocate for, because when you come back here, all you have waiting for you is a police interview, probation, and all of this sort of stuff. And but there's no concern for your mental health, really. You know, there's no, do you want to see a psychologist? Do you want to see a psych? Do you even want to have a psych assessment? You know what I mean? Like, even that would be massive. Like, I think that would be important, you know, for deportees to have a psych assessment upon coming back here. You know, where's their head at and things. But yeah, these are obviously things that will all take time. And but yeah, quietly confident we'll be able to get things happening for people here. There's so many organizations, you know, like Grace Foundation and Safe Man, Safe Family. Like, they're awesome organizations here in New Zealand. And like, they were at the event in Wellington as well. So, well, like, we got a lot of support, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great. The other thing that I was thinking about is, do you get an indication? I don't know if you're talking to the Australian authorities. They could be corrections or whoever, justice, that does the, you know, that I was going to say the exporting of 501s, but do you get any indication of I don't want to use that word, but exporting of 501s, but do you get any yeah, it doesn't sound nice, I know, David, but do you get any indication of numbers that are likely to be coming in each month, or is it just who shows up is here sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, again, that would be another goal that we'll be definitely working towards, is to be able to stockpile, be given like a list of people who are returning, because then that would make it heaps easier for what we're trying to do. Like, this is down the track anyway, but this is something that was mentioned at the conference as well, that we'd love to work with corrections and even the police about getting, you know, lists of deportees who are coming through. But as for numbers, though, as it currently stands, it's not public. It's not made public or anything like that. It's only really what you see in the newspaper. So I think by the end of last year, it was almost 3,000, I think it was, deportees who have come back here. So, yeah.
Well, that's not an insignificant number.
Because what happens is, because as New Zealanders, when we go to Australia, we don't need to get a visa or anything like that.
Right.
Like, we can just go and live there. We don't have to, we can work and do all of this. So that's why you've got this massive influx of people who are being deported, because most people who come from here in New Zealand, they don't get their citizenship or they don't get their permanent residency or anything like that, because we don't need to. So that's what's happened. You know, you've got people that have lived there, you know, 30 years, 40 years, and never thought to get their citizenship just because, you know, we didn't need it. So,
Well, you know, if last year there were 3,000 501s, that entered the country, came back to New Zealand or came to New Zealand, some of them probably, I don't know, for the first time or whatever, but, you know, came to New Zealand. Well, that's on an average 200 a month. And, you know, if somebody's not keeping, I'm not saying track, but actually, yes, I am saying track. If somebody's not keeping track, then they could just, they could just be lost to the system. They could be lost to their potential. There's a real danger in that. And, you know, I'm so pleased that your organization is there, because at least if the word gets out that that the Fresh Start is there to provide support, because they could go anywhere around the country, couldn't they? They just don't all go end up in Auckland.
For sure. We could go all around the country and do this sort of stuff, because like you say, that's a lot. A lot of deportees. And, the reality of the situation for, you know, who knows what, over 90% of them who do come back. Mm. So let's say 150 out of that 200 a month are coming back here with no support whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all going to be put into boarding houses or all going to be put into these hotels that they got in the city. I said, it's a recipe for disaster.
It is.
And the crime rate shows, you know what I mean? The crime rate definitely shows over the last, how many years? Gun crime and all of this. I mean, I've moved out of Auckland now. I've come up north now because,
They do say that the 501s have introduced a different level of criminality in New Zealand. Now, I don't know how true that is, David. I've got no idea.
Yeah, neither is that, do I.
No, that. I've got no idea. But, of course, it's very convenient to blame the 501s.
It's just a tough situation for all New Zealanders. You know, for a lot of New Zealanders, it's hard at the moment. You know, so
your Fresh Start, is that have you registered as a charitable trust, David, or is it?
No, that's my channels and stuff on Facebook and YouTube and all of that. Oh. So that's my thing. But as far as that conference is concerned, it's the Road to Redemption Charitable Trust.
Okay.
That's run by Mark Talanoa down in Christchurch there.
What's it run by?
So that's the banner we run under. So that's Road to Redemption.
Yes.
Road to Redemption.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you look on my Facebook page again on the Fresh Start, it's all the information's on there.
Oh, okay. Oh well, that's good. Yeah. Look, I'm only getting used to Facebook and TikTok. I'm doing TikTok now. I am. I'm doing that because I thought, well, I'm a candidate in this election, and someone said you've got to do it. So what I do is I've learned how to take the TikToks, but I send them to a friend and she uploads them. So I'll learn that, but I can only concentrate on one thing at a time right now. That's doing the TikTok right. I'm showing my age, obviously, but they tell me, I mean, sometimes I get 10,000 views a day, which is not bad. I suppose, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, pat yourself on the back then.
Yeah, I think one day I had 20. So I don't know what that was for. But anyway, so I try to get one or two out a day. And, you know, all about how I think that we need to, if we don't get out and vote, David, if our whānau don't get out and vote, then the same old will remain. And that's not good enough.
Yeah, no, that's right. That isn't good enough. Yeah, like everybody knows, you know, there's a lot of changes that need to be made, you know, and that is what it is.
So with the Fresh Start, and so you're doing that, and you're getting around the country, which is really great. And so the response where you go. Did you at your conference this weekend or at your hui this week? Did you have perhaps anybody there from corrections or police, just so they could sit and listen?
So we had Caroline Palmer there, who works for corrections. She does all the 501 stuff within their organization within corrections.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she was there. She actually spoke at the event.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
So we had various police representatives there. Yeah, it was a full house.
Yeah, oh, well, that's good.
We were wrapped. Like, oh, that's what I mean. Like, we were blown away by the support. And, you know, because obviously in the morning it's like sort of nervous, you know, because it's like, oh, man, who knows if anyone's even going to show up, you know. Mm-hmm. And then to see the room get fooled out, it's just like, oh, you know, that's awesome. You know, it's just... there are people that care out there. And so, yeah, we're definitely going to, we've already got the ball rolling now. So like I said, like what I would love to see is just us doing sort of programs across New Zealand at Marae.
Mm.
And like all of us just get all the tāne together and just, you know, get them into the Marae and just have a night of sharing. And because it was emotional, you know, like at the conference we had in Wellington, like, oh man, there were people choking back tears, you know, like as they were speaking. Mm. And, you know, there were people, one of the boys had to go outside because he was just so emotional, you know. Mm. So, like, I definitely wasn't expecting that at the start of the day to happen. So, I mean, I could just imagine just the weekend, you know, where we could just stay at the Marae and, you know, just share all night. You know? It's so powerful, just men sharing.
It is. Absolutely.
That's what my show is about, The Fresh Start. I interview people, you know, so it's just people sharing their stories. And because what happens is if you've got men and women, like, if you've got a room full of brothers and sisters sharing, it just makes it so much easier for everyone else because everyone feels that this person is telling their own story. You know, it's like when people are hearing their story, it's like you're hearing your own story and it just goes on. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing. So, yeah, we're just blessed enough that I've been able to work with a lot of guys like Phil Paikia and Tamati, that they do amazing things like Safe Man, Safe Family. I'm not sure if you've heard of them.
Who's Tamati that? Oh, yes.
Safe Man, Safe Family. Yeah, they do a lot of stuff around domestic violence awareness. And so they were there as well. So these are all just the different organizations we can work with, like Dave Latelli at the Grace Foundation as well.
Yeah.
He does awesome stuff around rehabilitation. So, yeah, I guess... We're just continuing on, and we definitely, I believe that we'll be able to achieve a lot. So, yeah,
Yeah, well, you're certainly doing that, and it's great that you've had that you've had your hui over the weekend, so that you're sharing the message. Also, other people are hearing about what you're doing, and there'll be more and more support coming your way. Look, David, thank you very much for sharing with us this evening.